This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2173. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave, on this edition recorded January 12th. Alaska, Algeria, Angola, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, China, Congo, Cuba, Egypt, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea South, Kurdistan, Maldives, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norfolk Island, Peru, Russia, Spain, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. There's confusing information in some references about KNLS Alaska, which is relayed by its sibling station in Madagascar, MWV. 13760 kHz carries an English program, which is not African Pathways Radio, no African accents on it, but instead the same English program from the New Life station, KNLS in Alaska. It's at 0200 and repeated at 0300 UT. I was hearing part of it before and after those hours on January 6th. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, has a new schedule of Algeria's own shortwave transmissions as of January 6th. 15410 and 17600 on the air, very long hours, all the way from 06 until midnight UT. The first one from the Wargla site, second one from Beshar. And during the other 6 hours from midnight to 06, they are respectively on 7440 and 9500. Formerly, some of these were carrying the First Network program, but now he says all of them are on the Holy Quran program. Radio Nacional de Angola has reactivated at least two long, silent medium wave frequencies, both of them skewed, which makes them enticing DX targets. Jorge Garzón in Spain reported to Medium Wave Circle 1377.5 kHz January 4th at 1950, a carrier, and then he heard them speaking in Portuguese with an African accent, and ID as Radio Nacional de Angola. This was formerly listed as the provincial station at Bengo, it may be there, or somewhere else now. It had been off the air more than 10 years. And the other one was on 1133.5 RNA Channel A at Molendos, heard on January 7th at 2130, according to the Arctic Radio Club. However, there's some contradictory information about which station is which on which frequency. Via the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Victoria, Australia, reports 2310 kHz, shortwave Australia at Bendigo, Victoria. Heard on January 8th at 11:50 in English, to whoever happens to be listening. It's parallel to the better heard 4835, an old British radio pop show, and there were announcements and adverts every 10 minutes, a shortwave Australia ID mixing with the programming. So you never know what you're going to hear on this frequency, 2310. Jim, or is it the Netherlands? In New Zealand DX Times, John Durham says, got an email for reception in New Zealand from Radio Onda, who said they had some reports from Japan, and says they are currently off the air due to changing their transmission site, but will be back on the air around February or March and on a new frequency, 9530. Radio Voz Missionaria, Brazil, has appeared on the 25-meter band, frequency apparently they had many years ago, 11750 nominal, but January 6th at 0721, I measured it on 11749.651, way off frequency like its others, around 9665 and 5940. Thanks to Celio Romines, who first reported the new frequency. Wolfgang Büschel was also monitoring and measuring it way off frequency, such as midnight 50 UT, January 6th, on 11749.328. On January 7th at 0750, I confirmed that their other two channels were still on the air, so they must have three transmitters, measured on 5938.241 and 9665.312. But since then, it's been on the minus side of 9665. Kari Kallio complains that Channel 292 Germany as interference from both sides. At 11 UT on January 7th, it's Chinese jamming against Taiwan on 9660 and 9680. You'd think that might be far enough away, but these were very wide 20 kilohertz signals, destroying also nearly totally good listening of encore classical music on 9670. Shame on China, he says, leading John Perry to comment on such classless behavior. China and North Korea both noted for this type of crap, getting on adjacent frequencies to other broadcasts, and running wideband audio that takes up to 15 to 20 kilohertz and splatters all over adjacent frequencies, especially in Europe and Southeast Asia. There are international agreements in HFCC that China supposedly adheres to, yet they do this, running dozens of different frequencies all over the spectrum at the same time and often to the same regions of the world. The same with North Korea and its 200 kilowatt blaster transmitters splattering over the voice of Vietnam on 9840 at 10 UT, and with other broadcasters as well. Annoying that they take up sometimes 15 to 20 kilohertz of bandwidth when a good AM signal can fit within 10 kilohertz and sound respectable. Dan Robinson says, pleased again on a Saturday, January 7th, to hear Radio Congo on 6115 at 1730 UT via the increasingly reliable Swiss SDR at Malvalia. Able to use synchronous upper mode for this. Sometimes sync settings on Kiwi don't yield good results, but today it made things much better. There was a DJ in French and Congolese music with repeated IDs as Radio Congo. One could only wish we could return to those good old days of Brazzaville and Zaire being heard on shortwave with huge signals. Some sad news, January 8th, passed on to us by Horacio Negro, originating with a Cuban amateur group. This morning, January 8th, our colleague Arnaldo de Jesus Coro Antich, CO2KK, died in a hospital in the capital at the age of 80 due to complications from chronic illnesses he suffered. Better known to us in English as Arnie Coro, one-time host of DXers Unlimited on Radio Havana, Cuba. Among other things, at the time of his death, he was the emergency coordinator for Area C of Region 2 of the International Amateur Radio Union. He was born on July 2nd, 1942. There is also an obituary for him at the Radio Havana, Cuba website in English under Noticias Nacionales. Also, he was assistant professor at the Higher Institute of International Relations of MINREX and vice president of the Cuban Commission for Preservation of Audiovisual Heritage created by UNESCO. R.I.P. Arnie Coro. Radio Cairo has continued to be missing from its English broadcast at 2115 UT on 9439.995. As of January 7th, Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says, my daily monitoring shows that number one transmitter with a hum buzz, but sometimes clear audio, has been off the air since December 17th. Not only for that English broadcast, but Albanian at 15 on 9440, Turkish at 17 on 9390. And Russian at 19 on 9410. Looks like a severe transmitter breakdown. I'll be very surprised if they get this unit operational again. And transmitter number 2 is still on the air most days, with Italian at 18 on 9902, German at 19 on 9832, French at 20 on 9902, but often closing down early. These are actually, I think, been reported at 2.5 kHz off frequency. And Alan says, I guess the other 7 transmitters on the site are unusable, maybe robbed for spare parts over the years. Via Harald Zeus, Austria, NBCDX, news from Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting's German service, saying that their website, their domain, has been taken away, so they now have to use the .ir domain, such as PARSTODAY, .ir/DE. It had been parstoday.com. Well, it's hardly a bad thing that they're using their own domain, is it? Furthermore, they complain that Eutelsat, the French operator, has stopped carrying radio and TV broadcasts from Iran. In the medium wave circle, Frank Bast in France reports hearing an Italian station regional radio on 1440 kHz. actually offset to 1440.19, going off the air at 23 UT and coming on at 0500 as of January 5th. A new station, regional radio in Italy. Observer Bulgaria reports this month's frequency changes for JSR Japan carrying Shokaze or Seabreeze for North Korea at 13 to 14 UT, 5930 and 7280, replacing 6085 and 7345 in Japanese or Korean, but English only on Wednesdays, repeated at 16 to 17, on 5990 and 6135, replacing 5955 and 6180. Ron Howard in California says Voice of Freedom from South to North Korea, 5920, has changed their programming format thanks to Amano in Japan for his fantastic monitoring about their new format. They mentioned their complete list of programming apparently at 0855 to 0900 UT, and here are some of the program titles in translation. Happy Republic of Korea, My Home Full of Love, Dreaming Youth Drama, Let's Go Music Together, Resting Heart, Our Sound Festival, Korean People to Unity to the Future, Weather Observatory, Knowing is Power, and Getting to Know Human Rights. By the way, due to the severe weather, flooding, and damage done by recent storms, Ron Howard has found another place to monitor next to the oceanside near Monterey, California, part of the time, not only at Asilomar State Beach, but in the Pacific Grove. Some observations of Dengue Lot for Kurdistan in Turkey and the Turkish jamming from Zaharis Yangas in Greece on January 9th. Dengue Lot in the clear on 7470 after 2050 UT with a good signal and patriotic songs, while the Erdogan Turkish jammer was away on 7460 with audio problems. And Ivo Ivanov replies at 20 UT, 7476.9 variable, at 2005 back to 7469.9. And Ron Howard reports on the Voice of the Martyrs Korea service for the Maldives Islands. January 8th, it was completely, until the end, in the Divehi or Maldivian language. 11620, tune in at 1502, fell off at 1530. Well, 1509, there were technical problems, double audio feed mixing together. Then non-stop monologue in Divehi or Maldivian, no English at all, till a brief sign-off announcement. The transmitter site for this is still a matter of conjecture. Is it Uzbekistan or Australia or Taiwan? Voice of the Martyrs Korea. From the Netherlands, the mighty KBC, now broadcasting via WRMI, Sundays at 22 to midnight UT, on 5950. But Craig Christ informs us that they have some additional broadcasts via WRMI. Perhaps these are bonuses of using that relay station. To Europe at 11 UT Friday on 15770 with a giant jukebox, and also at 16 to 17 on Wednesday, 15770. To Australia and Oceania, the giant jukebox at 8 to 9 on Saturday, 7780. And to North America at 02 to 03 Saturday on 5850, the other hour, radio but not as we know it. And at the same hour, 02 UT Sunday on 5850, the giant jukebox. Furthermore, in the British DX Club, Nick Sharp says the mighty KBC has to be announced scheduling on 6095 between 09 and 16 UT. I guess that would be a European transmitter. That had been a frequency used by now in Germany. If you don't hear New Zealand after 13 UT on 7390, check 9615. Ivo Ivanov says they registered that frequency as of December 30th and may be standing by for a change. Via international vacuum, internet, medium, short, and very short waves, Rota Radio 2173, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Many thanks for voluntary financial support this week from Ben Cobb. Send a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Big news this week is a reactivation of that rarest of shortwave broadcast countries, Norfolk Island. Bill Smith, W1OW, says, I talked to Nick Hotchko, VK9DX, confirming he's still interested in putting the island on the air, looking for a 1-kilowatt transmitter. He spends 6 months on Norfolk and 6 months in Sydney as VK2DX. And in fact, Nick, now VK9DX on Norfolk Island, did run another of his tests on 5045, November 11th. On short notice, he notified the World of Radio IO group about it, so many had a chance to hear it directly or via remotes, although I was already sound asleep. But I understand that he again used some identifications I recorded for him for his other test back in April, as well as some excerpts from World of Radio during the test. Here's what he said. An attempt to see how the new antenna is performing. A song or two in station ID every now and then. Also an annoying glitch causing the mode to switch from AM to sideband. When that happens, the transmitter automatically turns off. He was first reported heard by Walt Somany of NBC at 0741 UT using his remote receiver in Masset, all across the Pacific. Bruce Churchill found it coming in nicely via the remote receiver on Maui. Chris Mackerel was hearing it in New Zealand, and Mauno Rutila said, let's see if it gets stronger. There was clearly a carrier making it to Finland at 10:13. Ron Howard was also hearing it directly at Asilomar State Beach, California, during four different segments with a few-minute breaks between them from 08:15 to 9:43. Via his log periodic antenna in Alberta, Don Mumman was hearing it about 10:44. Nothing reported the following night, but we hope he'll be back testing again soon. 5045, beware, there could also be a Queensland station on that frequency. On my 60-meter band scans, usually late at night, I'm always alert for any signal on 4810, despite the heavy utility noise on the plus side of that frequency. And I heard a carrier, January 11th at 0729, presumably Radio Logos, in Chasuta, Peru. Ron Howard says he happened to be listening at the same time, and he also heard some audio indicating it was Radio Logos. Religious music and announcements, also with CODAR interference. And then I tuned in at 0143, January 12th, had the carrier again a bit stronger, just in time to hear it go off the air at 0143.7. Note that no other stations anywhere, anywhen, are listed now on 4810. Wild under Russia, or is it Putinstan? Harold Froge has an intriguing UNID on 9310. The Russian national anthem was being repeated January 10th at 14:45, and the third repeat was going on at 14:52. Nothing is listed. I continue to monitor, whenever possible, the token 3-times-a-week English broadcast for half an hour from Radio Exterior de España at 23 UT, best to North America, on 9690. Fridays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. For instance, on January 11th, the main feature was about a new modernized production of Purcell's opera Dido and Aeneas, opening January 17th in Madrid with some great music interspersed. At the exact same hour, 23 UT, scheduled 7 days a week, English from the Voice of Turkey to North America on 5960, but not always appearing. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight replies to some of my reports. I note you are having difficulty understanding some of the program names on VOT. You are not alone. I also have this problem, as do others. Some of the announcers have such thick accents, and this coupled with signal fading does not make for easy comprehension. Besides shortwave, I've also listened carefully online, and as far as I can make them out, here are some of the English program names. In IGH, I'm going to pronounce them very clearly. Gripping Files, Turkey's geo-marketed products, The Firsts of Anatolia, and Healing Spring. Well, that last one IGH had concluded was Feeling Supreme. I do hear a U in that second word for sure. He goes on, the first title is a bit odd. Maybe intriguing or fascinating would be a better word than gripping. Unfortunately, they do not seem to have a native English speaker on staff. Still no sign of the letterbox program, he says. The last edition was in August 2020, if I remember rightly. Some of the announcers seem to be working from home, as I can detect a roomy echo sometimes of studio-quality sound. A 100-watt TIS station in Hudson County, New Jersey, on 1710 kHz, is sometimes making it to Europe. It's WQFG 689. But in the medium wave circle, Frank Bost reports hearing a different one with only 10 watts instead of 100 on 1710 using a remote receiver in the UK. It's at the Springfield Armory in Massachusetts. Here's a major discovery reported in the Michigan ARE tip sheet. Paul Terlitzky heard some Morse code IDs mixed in with Codar swishers between 4450 and 4475 kilohertz, December 30th at 0340. The call sign started with WRP, and then there were four more characters, numbers, or letters, believed to be WRPEL3V. This led Ken Zicke to search for more of this, and he found some. The Codar swiper between 7450 and 7475, January 9th at midnight 39 to midnight 45 UT. He was hearing two different call signs in Morse code, WRPU84E and WRPE540, maybe two different Codars. And then there was a third one he could not copy clearly. Here's his recording. Listen carefully. So, now there may be some way to identify individual Codars. Hardly a week goes by without some interruption to the scheduling of World of Radio on shortwave. Last week, on Friday, January 6th, and Saturday, January 7th, this is what happened. We did not appear on WRMI Friday at 15:30 on 9955, but on their webcast. But we did appear UT Saturday at 0500 on WBCQ Radio Angela 5130. Also note that Unique Radio Australia, the low-power station on 5035 USB, is now on the air, including World of Radio, Sundays at 0830 UT, and Wednesdays at 1000. Just before the World of Radio broadcast on WBCQ 7490, Wednesdays at 22 UT, there has been a long-running program, Financial Survival, until 22, but Alan Weiner informs us that they are no longer broadcasting Financial Survival. Too bad we enjoyed their closing theme song. But that hour has been replaced by American Classics with Pirate Joe, fantastic, great old music, much played it on original 78 RPM records, Wednesdays at 21 UT. About WBCQ 9330, a twit from Alan Weiner on January 11th. Superstation down again due to a faulty digital time delay relay. So sick of this digital crap, give me the old, good old mechanical stuff. It was back on the air the next day, January 12th, but I heard a spur from this for the first time at 0722, much weaker but clearly audible, the same as 9329.95, bearing around 9348.90. We were wondering about the schedule for the real WTWW on 5085. George McClintock tells me January 12th it's every evening from midnight to 05 UT with Scriptures for America. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, a story from the Kiowa County Press, southeastern Colorado, of December 30th. KLMR radio station set to return to the air in spring of 2023. There is a new owner taking over Riverside Communications. Not only 920 AM, but 93.5 FM. Once this goes through FCC processing, they should be back on the air sometime this spring. From RadioInside.com via Ray Crawford in New Zealand DX Times about KSCO 1080 in Santa Cruz, California. We've reported before about their being fined by the FCC for not operating according to their license at night. But now owner Michael Zwirling has placed the station up for sale on Craigslist, seeking one sesquimegabuck for KSCO, its three FM translators, and 1340 KOMY. an additional $6 million for the 6.8 acres of property, hosting the station's offices and three towers. Turning told Lookout Santa Cruz that if a buyer cannot be found by the end of the year, KSCO will eliminate all of its local programming. He says, "For so many years, KSCO was 90% joy and 10% misery and sadness. In the last 2 years, that's reversed. 90% misery and no fun at all. I'm tired of spending all this money. Many stations in the country now just don't do live and local because it does not pay and has not paid for years." Guest commentary appears in the January 9th issue of Radio World by David Bialik. Some serious questions about AM radio. We need to take the decline of the band more seriously. It's mainly about automakers, especially of EVs, not even providing AM radios in their new cars. And FM may be next in line to be deleted. And a story from AP via Mike Cooper, January 7th. A West Virginia journalist at Public Broadcasting, Amelia Farrell, lost her job after reporting about alleged abuse of people with disabilities within the state agency that runs West Virginia's foster care and psychiatric facilities. It's a long story, but Henry Mensch, N6HCM, replies, "The most interesting part of this is the governance of West Virginia Public Radio. Unlike many public radio systems, WVPR is governed by a board whose members are solely appointed by the governor of that state. Most public radio stations and systems are governed by boards composed generally of independent directors." Via Ben Dawson, a story from Vice, January 6th. Mysterious antennas are appearing in Utah's hills, and officials are stumped. Ben says, "Doesn't the city or county communication shop have a spectrum analyzer?" At some length, the story goes on to say, a leading theory is that the antennas are part of a cryptocurrency mining operation. Helium is a type of cryptocurrency using antennas to create a long-range, wide-area network. Helium mining requires the exact kind of antenna shown in photos of the devices. No more Mongolia on 7260 to interfere with the Vanuatu. Yet Vanuatu has stayed on 3945 plus harmonics 7890 and 11835 as of January 12th. Gary Pence made this recording via the Maui remote receiver January 6th at 0910 on 11835.
Radio Vanuatu, radio where you have a trust them.
Good night, Leo. I've just been listening on the radio one at MNR European RMME Olkata Team B Milo Extermination Office.
On January 8th, Adrian Sainsbury says the latest schedule for VBTC Vanuatu is 19 to 21 UT on 5040, 21 to 07 on 7260, and 07 to 11 on 3945. Propagation outlook from SWPC. Minor G1 geomagnetic storms, January 19th with ANK as he's speaking at 18 and 5, and January 26th, 22 and 5. Quietest dates of 5 and 2 are January 12th to 16th and 22nd to 24th. Solar flux descending from 175 January 13th to 130 January 21st to 22nd, and then going up again to 180 by February 4th. With thanks to all our stations and contributors, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2173 with a standard disclaimer.